Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Today, we're going to have a show about the or continuation about the Texas ballot. What's on the ballot for these midterms? Our last show was, on this was last week, part one. We went over the executive state executive positions, including the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, state comptroller, railroad commissioner, land commissioner, including and also the state house, state supreme court, and intermediate appellate courts. Today, we're going to review the state senate races, the school board races, at least what school districts are having an election on November 8th, and then the municipal government elections. So first we'll start with the state senate. Currently the Texas State Senate has 31 Senate seats. It's made up of 18 Republicans and 13 Democrats. So the Republicans control the state senate. Of the 31 races, Republicans are running unopposed in 8 of those races. The Democrats are running unopposed in 4. So here are the Republican candidates in the 31 districts minus the unopposed ones. District 1 is Brian Hughes. 2 is Bob Hall. 3 is Robert Nichols. And let's backtrack here. Okay, Brian Hughes in number 1, he's the incumbent. Bob Hall in 2 is an incumbent. Robert Nichols in District 3 is an incumbent. District 4, Brandon Creighton, incumbent. District 5 is Charles Schwertner, incumbent. These are all Republican candidates, by the way. District 6, there is no Republican candidate. District 7 is Paul Betancourt, incumbent. District 8, Angela Paxton, incumbent. District 9, Kelly Hancock, incumbent. District 10, Phil King. District 11, Mays Middleton. District 12, Tan Parker. District 13, no candidate. District 14, no Republican candidate. However, there are one Libertarian candidate on the ballot. The Libertarian is Stephen Haskett. District 15, Republican candidate is George Vacris, spelled V-A-C-H-R-I-S. 16, Brandon Copeland. 17, Joan Huffman is an incumbent. 18, Lois Kolkhorst, also incumbent. 19, Robert Garza. 20, Wesley Wright. 21 is Julie Dahlberg, spelled D-A-H-L-B-E-R-G. 22, Brian Birdwell, incumbent. 23, no candidate in that race. Number 24, Peter P. Flores. 25, Donna Campbell, incumbent. 26, Ashton Murray. 27, Adam Hinojosa, spelled H-I-N-O-J-O-S-A. 28 is Charles Perry, incumbent. 29, Derek Zubeldia, spelled Z-U-B-E-L-D-I-A. District 30 is Drew Springer, incumbent. 31, Kevin Sparks. So the races, just to review, that the Republicans are running unopposed in are District 1, District 5, District 7, District 10, District 22, District 28, District 30, and District 31. The races the Republicans do not have a candidate in are District 6, 13, District 14, and District 23. However, in District 14, there is a Libertarian candidate, and that's Stephen Haskett. We recommend voting for him over the Democrat. Now let's switch over to the school board races. Excuse me. I'm not going to go over every single candidate here, but it looks like there are 25 school board races in the state. That are having their election November 8th. They are in alphabetical order. Actually, I'm going to start from the bottom here. It looks like my page is backwards, but are upside down. It's West Oso, and there are three seats up for election there. United, there's three seats. Toloso Midway, four. Spring, three. Somerset, four. South San Antonio, three. Round Rock, there's four. Riviera, three. Far, San Juan Alamo, that's spelled P-H-A-R-R, dash San Juan, dash Alamo, three seats. Midland, three. Manor, four. London, four. Leander, five. Laredo, three. Lake Worth, three. Klein, two. Huffman, three. Flower Bluff, spelled F, or maybe it's pronounced floor. It's spelled F-L-O-U-R, four seats, up for grabs there. Edinburgh Consolidated has four. East Central, four. Del Valle, spelled D-E-L, two words, D-E-L-V-A-L-L-E, has five seats. Corpus Christi, three. Canutillo has three, and that's spelled C-A-N-U-T-I-L-L-O. And then finally, Austin has five seats up for election. So it's very important, if you want to make a change at the school board level, that all conservatives, Republicans, and like-minded individuals show up and vote the conservative candidates in, so we can make a change at the grassroots or school board level and start changing our schools, which desperately need some change there at the public school level, public school system. So let's also look at the municipal races. These are for the full governments. Now, we won't have time to go over every single race here, so we'll just go over what cities and counties are involved here. Arlington, Texas, the city council. There's an election for city council. Austin, Texas is mayor and city council. Corpus Christi, mayor and city council. El Paso, city council and municipal court judge. Fort Worth, city council. Garland, city council. Houston, city council. Irving, city council. Laredo, mayor, city council. College district board and municipal court judge. Lubbock, mayor and city council. Then there's the counties, and I forgive me if I don't pronounce this correctly, Bexar County, Texas, which is where San Antonio is. You have county clerk, DA, district clerk, county commission. So there's several races there. You won't go over all of them. So Bexar County, which is where San Antonio is. Collin County, just north of Dallas. There is the constable, county clerk, DA, district clerk, county commission, probate court judges, county court judges, district court judges, and justices of the peace. Dallas County, Denton County, which includes county clerk, DA, district clerk, treasurer, county commission, commissioners, court judge, district court judges, county criminal court at-law judges, county probate court judges, and justices of the peace. El Paso County, Fort Bend County, Harris County, Lubbock County, Nueces County, which is pronounced N-U-E-C-E-S, Tarrant County, which is Fort Worth. There it's the county clerk, criminal, district attorney, district clerk, county commissioner, constable, county judge, district court judges, criminal district judges, county court at law judges, county criminal court judges, probate court judges, and justices of the peace, Travis County, Webb County, and Williamson County. So, just to review, 13 counties are having municipal elections on November 8th in just 63 days, and 62 days, and then 10 cities are having the municipal races in just 62 short days. So it's very important to vote Republican all the way from the top of the ballot down to the bottom. Vote red, vote Republican. We recommend that in order to make necessary changes at the local grassroots level, including your school board races, your city council, your judges, which are very important, highly important, county commissioners. As you can remember, during the quote-unquote pandemic, the county commissioners had all the power to shut down the businesses and cities and institute, well, I guess they thought they could institute mask mandates at the time. So very important to vote Republican up and down the ballot in these races. So that's a review on the state senate, school boards, and municipal governments. Our next ballot report, we will go over what the ballot measures are, and there looks like several of them. So we'll try to go over those as best we can. I don't think we'll be able to get into great detail about it, but we can certainly let you know what the propositions are, and then we'll have to get back to you on where we stand with that, because there are many of them. So if you'd like to call in, if anybody wants to call in, we only have about a minute here. Unfortunately, this is a short update. Number is 563-999-3409. And, hey, other than voting, if you can, get involved in your local community, your local community at the local Republican county level. Find out where your county Republican headquarters office is and ask to volunteer. Put up a yard sign for Republican candidates. Go door to door to get Republican voters out to vote. And, of course, vote. And please do some research on who's on the ballot, because we need a tremendous turnout for this midterm election. All right, that's all the time we have for today. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good day. Goodbye.